Thank you for listening to the Reality Ventura Volunteer Expectations Training. I'm Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director, and I have the honor of equipping you today. There's a document that goes with this training, so please open that up and let's get started. So, the Volunteer Expectations Training, this training is pretty short, but the things that I have to share are important and most volunteers are going to need to know if you're ever going to serve with kids on a Sunday or say even at a special event outside of a Sunday. These are, all of these are going to be part of your expectations. So starting with the first one, as volunteers, you will be expected to prepare before you serve by spending time with Jesus, praying for your kids and co-leaders, and preparing to lead or assist the lesson before you arrive. So what this means is spend time with Jesus. We have a leader's Bible study that goes along with every lesson each week. Go through that, read the scriptures, study it, prepare, have your own relationship with the Lord. Pray for the kids, pray for your co-leaders. And then ultimately before coming, prepare to lead or assist the lesson by looking at that lesson ahead of time. All the lessons are found at realityventura.com/kids/volunteer. And we prep the lessons 3 weeks in advance. So whether you are leading or assisting, you want to know what is going to be presented. You want to know what you're going to be doing with the kids. So it's really important that you study that in advance. In the same way that a pastor would never not prepare for a sermon on a Sunday, you are fully expected to also prepare to lead or assist in a class on a Sunday. Also, if you're a sidekick, I really encourage you to do this, because if your kids are not able, your child is not able to hang with the class while lesson time, or are overstimulated and need to remove yourself from the room, you know the direction that the lesson is that day, and maybe the conversation could lead in that direction and you'll be able to talk about it with your child. Your next expectation is to please wear your Reality Kids t-shirt and name tag every time you serve. This is especially true on Sundays. If you serve on a day other than Sundays, you don't really need to wear your t-shirt, but on Sundays, please wear your t-shirts and name tags so that parents know that you are an official and approved volunteer, that you have gone through this training, that you've been fingerprinted and background checked, and that you are part of the team. If you don't have a t-shirt, you can get one at the Reality Kids office, and your name tags will always be stored in the Kids Ministry office as well. So you can come in there, grab your name tag, it's organized alphabetically by first name, and then you can put it back into the office at the end of the day. But you get to keep your shirts with you. You can go home, wash those, just wear them the next time you serve. The next thing you'll be expected to do is please be in your classroom 15 minutes before the service starts. There are people who serve in the church, whether that's in kids ministry or as a greeter or other places, and most volunteer opportunities require the volunteers to be in their location 15 minutes before church starts, which means they need to drop their kids off 15 minutes before church starts. So please be in your class, be ready to receive those kids, whether they come or not. It's just important that you're there, ready to go. The next thing is to please maintain the Reality Kids policies and procedures. You should have already listened to the policies and procedures training right above this one. If you have not, please do so. And there are all of our policies and procedures for serving with kids, and many of them are also for serving with youth. So we want to make sure that you know what to do, when to do it, how to do it in advance before you come. So maintain all of those policies and procedures. The next is present the prepared curriculum. So we have prayerfully chosen a curriculum. We have edited it, we have posted it online, and we have prepped it for you fully to go. So please come prepared to present that curriculum. Don't bring something different other than what we have prepared, because all the kids are learning the same thing on a Sunday, and we have prayerfully chosen what we are teaching in advance. And finally, Expect to stay until the final child has been picked up and after you have finished cleaning the room. This can be up to 15 minutes after the service ends. So we don't want to be leaving before a child has been picked up. We want to maintain that two-person policy to the very end. And you are responsible for cleaning your room. So whatever happens next in that room, it's fully ready to go for whatever happens in there. A lot of the rooms are used during the week. So it's really important that you do straighten your room, wipe down what needs to be wiped down, sweep, vacuum, so that things are ready to go. And that concludes our volunteer expectations training. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Anna. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always email me at anna@realityventura.com. Thank you.